Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today, we're sharing an episode from one of our friends, Tumble, the science podcast for kids. Tumble starts with questions from kids and then explores stories of science discovery. Lindsay and Marshall co-host and tell fascinating stories with the help of awesome scientists and lots of humor. They have over 100 episodes about the science of everything from animals to space, dinosaurs, brains, bacteria, and even fun, gross stuff. Today, we're sharing an episode called Do Trees Fart? Even if you think you don't like science, you'll love these stories. You can find Tumble on any podcast app. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Zoya and Elias and their family, Nelmi June and Theodora and their family in New Orleans, William and Lammy and their family in Virginia, Hannah and Helen and their family in Barrington, Rhode Island, and Valentina and her family in Belmont, Massachusetts. Thank you so much, Valentina, Helen, Hannah, Lammy, William, Theodora, Nelmi June, Elias, and Zoya. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. We have new Stories Podcast face masks available. Check those out, plus all of our other merch at storiespodcast.com/shop. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode!
Hi, I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Welcome to Tumble, the show where we explore stories of science discovery.
This is our 100th episode, and to celebrate, we're asking perhaps the most important science question ever. Do trees fart?
I mean, if trees farting isn't the ultimate Tumble topic, I really don't know what is.
We'll get to the bottom of the tree fart mystery, and stay tuned to the end for a special Tumble celebration.
One thing we've come to believe through 100 episodes of Tumble is that kids' science questions are truly the best questions.
We've discovered that often scientists are asking the same questions, and these questions have fascinating answers. Which is why today we're sharing the story behind a really silly question that leads to some serious science. Here's the question.
Mom, do trees fart?
Did I just hear, do trees fart?
Yes. Yes, you did. You heard the 3-year-old daughter of Mary Heskel. Mary Heskel's a plant biologist. Her daughter first came up with this question in order to avoid going to bed.
She was out of bed and kind of like wiggling around on the ground and then asked whether different things farted.
She ran through a list of animals and then turned her attention to plant life.
She's like, do trees fart? And I was like, no, they don't. Go to bed.
Do trees fart? Like, I've literally never thought about that before. That's definitely a new one.
It was a new one to Mary, too. She didn't really think about it when she said no. But as soon as her daughter was finally tucked into bed, she began questioning her answer.
And then I went downstairs and I started thinking about it more. And I was like, what if they did? How would we define that?
Mary started thinking about it more because she actually studies gases in plants.
Seriously?
So I study what's referred to as gas exchange in plants.
So what is gas exchange?
Gas exchange is how plants take in and release gases like carbon dioxide and oxygen. Mary studies how it works.
I went into kind of a spiral, I guess, thinking about, A, how do you define a fart? Like, just straight up. And then B, like, would that apply to any of the gas exchange that I'm familiar with?
So she's basically like, do I study tree farts?
100%. Is Mary actually a tree fart scientist and she didn't know it?
I kind of imagine it must have been a moment of revelation for her.
Maybe. I think it was a moment of deep self-reflection.
Well, so do trees fart? And is Mary a tree fart scientist?
We are going to get the answers to these very important questions. But first, let's ask our listeners to put themselves in Mary's shoes. How do you define a fart? And do you think that trees fart?
We'll give you a moment to think, and then we'll find out how tree farts stumped the internet. Pause the podcast if you're in the midst of a deep, scientifically important conversation about what is a fart.
Back in our story, Mary is still spiraling, trying to define for herself what a fart is. She starts with the idea that farts are silly.
Farting itself is just kind of a silly noise and a silly smell and all that. So if it was a welcome process, it wouldn't lead to so much laughter. It would just be like people would, you know, fart all the time. It'd be like, you know, no one would turn their head.
So it sounds like she's thinking that the main thing about a fart is that it's a release of unwanted gas.
Yeah. And Mary decided that the types of gases she studies are wanted gases or welcome gases. They come from photosynthesis and respiration, which are like the plant version of breathing.
Yeah, nobody giggles when you exhale.
So he's like, no, that's not a fart. It's a basic process. You know, it's not like we're farting when we're breathing. Like, that's not the same.
Okay, so she's not a tree fart scientist.
I don't think the research I do currently falls under tree farts.
Okay, well, so do trees fart?
Mary thought they might, but she wasn't exactly sure how. So she turned to the internet. She posted her daughter's question to social media. It got a huge response from her fellow scientists and interested fart thinkers. They had different answers.
A lot of the plant scientists followed a similar thought process that I did.
The plant scientists were thinking about those unwanted, maybe fart-like gases that a tree might release. But there was another mode of thought put forth by animal biologists and other leading fart thinkers.
Their reasoning had more to do with, like, well, do trees have butts? Is the whole tree a butt?
Speechless, right?
I mean, I guess what is a butt? when you think about it, what makes something a butt?
Oh, Mary was like, trunks are not butts.
They're totally different. I don't think you can force a butt on a tree.
It would be funny if you could.
So I was surprised by the level of conversation that revolved around farts being defined more by like the physical feature of the organism and not the gas that was being expelled.
So is it the gas that makes the fart or is it the butt that makes the fart?
Such a good question. I feel like this is another good place to stop and give our listeners a chance to decide what they think. When we come back, we will meet an actual tree fart scientist and find out what tree farts really are.
So if you're deep in a tree butts versus fart gas debate, feel free to pause the podcast.
But if you're ready, it's time to meet a tree fart scientist.
Oh, I'm definitely ready.
Melinda Martinez measures the gases that come out of the stems or trunks of trees.
So I actually measure greenhouse gases. So that includes methane, carbon dioxide, and nitrous oxide.
Two out of three of these gases also come out of our butts.
And methane and carbon dioxide are things that we emit ourselves as we're farting.
Okay, so trees fart the same gases that we fart.
Yes, we all fart the same farts.
in the trees, there's no like flapping sound, but it's more like a very slow, gradual process.
So you would say it's more like silent but deadly.
It's less like, more like.
All right.
So Melinda defines a fart as kind of the middle ground of the whole plant gas versus animal butt debate. She says a fart happens when a gas has to go from the inside of an organism to outside the organism.
It has to go through certain barriers to get through that, and I think that's essentially what a fart would be.
Okay, so a fart has to be a gas that's passing through something, be it butt or be it bark.
A fart is not defined by sound or stink.
So where do these farts come from? I know our farts come from digesting food and kind of like moving through the digestive system, but if a tree doesn't have a digestive system, how does it make the same gases we do?
Well, it's not digestive. It's like a pathway that occurs.
What does she mean by that? A pathway?
Well, it's not the tree itself making the gas. It's made by something that lives in the ground beneath it.
It becomes initially a gas in the soils because microbes also need to eat.
The soil is alive with microscopic organisms called microbes. There are more microbes in a teaspoon of soil than there are people living on Earth.
That's a lot of microbes.
Yeah, so these little bacteria and other microorganisms digest their food just like us, and they produce carbon dioxide and methane.
The fart gases.
The tree sucks up some of these soil microbes as it sucks water through its roots.
It travels up the tree and then it is emitted through the stem, like the bark, and then diffuses out into the atmosphere.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Microbes make their gases in the soil, and then those gases like hitch a ride up in the tree, and then the gases like bail out through the bark?
Yes, that's how trees fart.
That's amazing. So I feel like we've answered our question, but now I want to know, like, why study that? Like, beyond calling yourself a tree fart scientist, which is also a good reason.
Good question. So these fart gases, carbon dioxide and methane, are also known as greenhouse gases. And if you have too many greenhouse gases, they warm up the Earth's climate.
That's how you get what you call that greenhouse effect, because the more these gases you have in the atmosphere, the more likely that the energy from the sun is being trapped.
Oh, and greenhouse gases are what's driving climate change. But don't trees fight climate change? Like plant a tree to lower your carbon footprint. That's what you do, right?
Yeah, generally trees do help fight climate change because they take in carbon dioxide. And tree farts really don't deserve much blame on their own, but they're still a part of the big picture of greenhouse gas emissions on our planet.
And if you think about how many trees there are in the world, there's a lot of greenhouse gases that we're not taking into account.
Scientists are trying to predict how much climate change will happen in the future. And to get it right, they need to know every possible source of greenhouse gases, big and small.
So basically, they need to know how big a tree fart is.
Exactly. The size of the fart depends on the environment that the tree is in. And Melinda's focus is trees in wetlands.
In forested wetlands, it's important to study because you have all these trees in standing water. And so they're kind of acting as straws for these soil-produced gases.
So trees are like fart chimneys of the wetlands.
Melinda's job is to measure how much gas is coming out of the bark.
So I go out in wetlands and basically I carry a portable gas analyzer. And so I kind of look like a Ghostbuster because I'm wearing my chest waders.
When there's greenhouse gas in the wetland forest, who are you going to call? This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous that you're making me do. This is so
silly. Yes, I wrote a tree fart Ghostbusters song for Marshall to read.
I don't know about this.
Anyhow, this portable gas analyzer is basically a clear box that Melinda fastens onto the trees with a bunch of zip ties. It creates a seal around the tree to measure the gas that's coming off it.
I also drill into the tree and then measure whatever's inside.
So she's basically collecting tree farts, one tree at a time.
Exactly. Before we move on from this, I need to tell you that some tree scientists do a cool trick when they drill into a tree. They light the tree fart on fire.
You can light tree farts too?
Yes, because the methane is so high. So methane is very flammable. And so if you have a high enough concentration of methane inside, and if you put a lighter at the end of that borer, it will stay on fire.
That's ridiculous. Is there a scientific reason to do that?
It's very flashy. There's no reason.
All right. Well, good to know that scientists do things just for fun, too.
Just for giggles. But seriously, don't try that at home.
Or just ask your friends if they think trees fart, and then be like, they do, and you can light them on fire.
I mean, if you're a fart scientist, why not have a little fun with it? But tree farts are also serious science. As Melinda says,
this research just showed me that even the smallest fart counts.
Today's episode was called Do Trees Fart? From our friends at Tumble. For more episodes on cool things like fossils and owls or how music meets science, you can search for Tumble Science Podcast for Kids on your favorite podcast app, or visit their website, sciencepodcastforkids.com, which also features educational resources for families and teachers to learn more. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.